Start, this is dictating on Marshall CC. Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. CC is C-E-C-C-E. C as in cat. C-E-C-C-E. Marshall is M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, M as in Mary. Marshall CC. Date of birth is 10/15/47. Date of visit is 5/20/26. Please make a copy for Mark Kendrick, M.D. Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Mark Kendrick, M.D. Expert, dear Mark. Thank you for sending Marshall CC for formal evaluation. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath and left chest pains. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 78-year-old lady who has had a history of myocardial infarct. In 2025, and has had shortness of breath with activity and has had occasional chest pains. The patient had undergone cardiac catheterization on 7/30/25 with PCI of RCA. She has had follow-up 2D echoes. The echo in March of 26 showed an EF of 62%, period. Patient has no leg swelling, and she denies any nausea, vomiting, or reflux. Next paragraph, her past history. The patient's past history has been significant for coronary artery disease, status post cardiac cath in February of 09 with stenting, and a history for hypertension and gastroesophageal reflux disease. It also has had inguinal hernia repairs on the right and left in 23. And can you please mention it's a 78-year-old male, not female. And please change the she to he. Continuing past history, the patient had a lumbar laminectomy at L4 and 5, and has had knee replacement surgeries bilaterally. And history of multiple MIs times four. He has Barrett's esophagus. And has had cardiac catheterizations on more than four occasions, period. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked for 35 years, one pack per day, worked on diesel trucks, occasional alcohol use. Next time, allergies, none listed. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. He has had cataracts. He has dizzy attacks, sore throat, and no nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains or leg swelling, no depression or anxiety, he has easy bruising, and he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no headaches, seizures, but has numbness of the extremities, no blackouts, and he does have itchiness of skin. Next, med list. Include amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents daily, Xanax 0.25 milligrams PRN, Prasugrel 10 milligrams daily, Omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, Citalopram 20 milligrams daily, and Sildenafil PRN. Can you please add in the CT chest? In the first paragraph, CT chest. CT chest on 4/8/26 showed no evidence of pulmonary embolism, but had bilateral pulmonary nodules measuring up to 5 millimeters. Unchanged since 2022, suggesting a chronic infectious process. There was evidence of cholelithiasis period. Okay. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built male, is alert, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/80. Pulse 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 137, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. just equal moments with the diminished excursions and breath sounds are generally diminished with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no captainness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Number one is probable COPD. And number two is bilateral lung nodules. Stable. Number three, history of ASHD. And previous MI. Number four is atrial fibrillation. Number five is hypertension. Number six, aortic insufficiency. And number seven is Barrett's esophagus. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with lung volumes and bronchodilator studies. His CT just was recently done and is stable compared to previous CAT scans. And we'll need a follow-up chest CT next year. He will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and continue with his antihypertensive meds and omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. A copy of his recent labs will be requested, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Dr. Mark Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Mark Kendrick, M-D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Oh, please change the gender to male. I may have dictated she, and please change that to he. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.